Mr. President, I rise today to honor one of our history's most notable explorers and to ask that my colleagues to join with me in recognizing October as Italian American Heritage Month. Mr. President, Christopher Columbus was an Italian explorer and navigator who embarked on what would end up being four trips across the Atlantic Ocean in an effort to find a trade route to Asia. On his first trip in 1492, Columbus led an expedition with three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, with about 90 crew members. It was on this trip that he arrived in the Americas. His journeys marked the beginning of centuries of transatlantic explorations and colonization on the American continent. His expedition set in motion the widespread transfer of people, plants, animals, and cultures that greatly affected nearly every society on the planet. Crops from the Americas, such as corn, potatoes, and tomatoes, became staples of Europeans and helped increase their populations. Wheat from Europe and the Old World fast became a main food source for people in the Americas. Coffee from Africa and sugar cane from Asia became major cash crops for Latin American countries. Today, we accredit Christopher Columbus with Italian immigration to the New World in Pennsylvania. Currently, there are more than 26 million Americans of Italian heritage in the United States, with more than 1.5 million residing in Pennsylvania. Americans of Italian descent have become one of the Commonwealth's most influential ethnic groups and play by influential role in the arts, law, science, government, commerce, manufacturing, and finance. Mr. President, some of the examples, not to mention the Italian-Americans that are here in this chamber. Another example, Mr. Peanut and the Planters Peanut Company was created by Italian immigrants in 1887 in Pennsylvania. And also Italian-American Jim Delegatti, owner of several McDonald's franchises in the Pittsburgh region, invented one of the world's most popular sandwiches, the Big Mac. As an Italian-American myself, it is with great pride that I urge the adoption of this resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.